few or many saved. Question number 65. The plan of salvation had been accomplished, says Early Writings, page 281, but few had chosen to accept it. This statement is used very extensively against the doctrine of the great multitude, as taught by the Davidians. Will you please clear it? Answer. Though during his own ministry on earth Jesus lamented that many be called, but few chosen, Matthew 20:16, yet long before, through Isaiah, he had declared in prophetic promise, to the church, thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation, I the Lord will hasten it in his time. Isaiah 60:11-22. And it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go, and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2:2-5. And through the prophet Zechariah, he again recorded the promise, Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. Zechariah 2:11. And it shall come to pass, that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Zechariah 13:8-9. Moreover, while in Early Writings, page 281, the author says, But few have chosen to accept it, in The Great Controversy, page 665, she classifies the great multitude of Revelation 7:9 as a company separate from the martyrs, and from all others, who are to be resurrected, thereby plainly showing that the great multitude are not the resurrected but the living translated. This is also borne out by Councils to Teachers, page 532. Now, if we are to arrive at the truth, we must interpret the statement in Early Writings, and the one in Matthew 20:16, in a way, as to harmonize with Isaiah 60:11-22, Zechariah 2:11, chapter 13:8-9, The Great Controversy, page 665, and other passages, all of which show that there is to be a great multitude. No candid Bible student would build a theory upon an interpretation that would lead him to set aside all other scriptures on the subject. He will seek to make his final analysis in such a way as to be in perfect harmony with all of them, or else confess that he does not have the light on the subject. In the clear light of the Bible, and the spirit of prophecy passages here cited, the weight of evidence incontestably leads to the conclusion that a great multitude is to be saved. The truth becomes evident, then, that the few comprehends those saved at the call of each message during the ages past, the time before the harvest. But in the closing of the world's history, during the harvest time of the gospel, there is to be a great ingathering of redeemed souls, a great multitude such as no man can number. The term harvest implies just such reaping. Thus, in comparison to the aggregate number of the lost through the ages, the aggregate number of the saved are few, but none comparatively. The aggregate saved of all ages are, in actual count, many. To this fact attest the words of Ezekiel, So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Ezekiel 37:10. As the salvation of a great multitude is counter only to the devil's plan, let us not work to his interest,